is Vishnu. And he has been initiated in Vaishnava mantra. Or not?
So on one hand says that Vaishnava is one who has received Vishnu mantra.
But there are two kinds of, how is such a thing? There are two kinds of initiation. If anyone outwardly initiated, but really he has no connection with initiation. They have no knowledge of Diksha. Or they don't approve it to be to Diksha. Thank you. So I am telling that it is a very high question. And then,
how many smaller are you smaller?
How you are Vaishnava and what qualities were there.
So, the Bhagavad-gita is engaged constantly in chanting the holy names of the Lord. He is performing vajra in his life. He has taken proper diksha from Guru and he is enlightened. So such a personality should be offered humble Bhagavad pranams. But one who is in Uttam-adhikari platform, one who is Shushushaya Vajana Vigyam, Ananya Manyash, he is Vajana Vigyam. He is completely conversant with the process of Vajana. And he is completely free in his heart. Vidadi Shunyam Vidadipsita Sangalokya. He is completely free from any criticizing tendency in his heart. He does not see the faults of others at all. So such a person is Uttam Mahabhagavat Vaishnava. And this association is very desirable. Sangalokya, Ipsita Sangalokya. One should always come into his association and serve him. Shushushaya. He should hear from him, serve him. So such personalities within this world are very, very rare to find. So this great king, great Vaishnava king named Maharaj Ambarish, actually he was on such a level. He was a Uttam Mahabhagavat. But in his social standing, he was in the position of a Kshatriya king. But in his life, he was not so much involved in all the worldly affairs of his kingdom. He was engaged fully in the service of the Lord, 24 hours a day. Savamara Krishna Padara Vindayor Vachamsi Vaikuntha Dhudanu Varamane.
He was married, Vrindastha?
Yes, yes. He was married. He had family, wife, children, but he had no attachment for them at all. He was completely attached to Krishna.
He had no attachment?
He was an automatic attachment to Draupadi or not.
And if he had not, no attachment, then it is not Krishna.
Any relation to Krishna?
To Vaishnava? A Vaishnava has some attachment. If he is not attached, then how is it? So if his wife was Vaishnavi, Pakka Vaishnavi, wife was of Vaishnavi, so, and his sons and daughters, then what he should do? Be attached or not? It is not possible.
So, Maharaj Ambarish, although in family life, he was not attached to anyone or anything which was not related to Krishna. And wicked. So, there was a description given in Srimad Bhagavatam how Maharaj Ambarish engaged all of his senses, beginning with his mind, Sabai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayo.
He was also trying to follow him.
The thing is, mind, Manaha, was always engaged, constantly, 24 hours, in Padara Vindayo of Krishna, the beautiful lotus feet of Krishna. He was always thinking of him 24 hours a day. He was the personification of Manmana Bhavana Bhakto, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. He was fully absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So Vaimana Krishna Padara Vindaya, Vajamsi Vaikuntha Gunaru Varanane. And constantly he was engaging his words in glorifying the transcendental glories of Krishna. Vachati Vaikuntha Gunana Varamane. Krishna is called Vaikuntha. And he was constantly engaged in glorifying the wonderful qualities of Krishna. Shrutin
Vaikuntha meaning not only Krishna or Narayana. All the associates, all the things which are in Vaikuntha. We'll find all like Jai Vijayendra, all Gurnara, all any particle and dust of Vaikuntha. Himself Narayana, Baladeva. So all good. We can only glorify Krishna or Vishnu, not Bhakta. Then we are not Krishna. We are Kamishta Vijaya.
So Maharaja Mahesh, he is glorifying Krishna Nam, Krishna Guru, Rupa, Leela, Vashishta, Parikara, Dham,
everything
related to Krishna.
All we will get here.
Shrutim Chakara,
in English you first.
They engage his ears constantly in hearing the glories of Shrutim. His eyes he engaged in taking darshan constantly of the beautiful forms of Mukunda. His hands he engaged constantly in cleaning the temple of the Lord.
Only that? When serving offering, any kind of Vaishnava, serving Vaishnava, lotus feet like this.
And so many things are wrong for
that. So what it is?
And he utilized his feet, his legs, in constantly walking to the Hari Kshetra. That means the pilgrimage places of Hari. All transcendental places which the lotus feet of Hari and his devotees have touched.
Mainly,
especially Vrindavan Dham.
And his
feet, he went to the holy places. No, as well. His nose, his sense of smell, he was constantly relishing the nectarine fragrance of the beautiful lotus flowers that are offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. And his tongue, he was engaged in tasting the tulsi leaves which have been at Charanamrita, which have been offered to the lotus feet of Krishna. And his sense of touch, his sense of touch, he is constantly involved in only, he would only touch the bodies of pure devotees of Krishna.
Why he would touch?
So that he himself could become purified, he would touch the bodies of
if he touches bodies of serious Vaishnavi, very beautiful, I should touch him.
His head was constantly engaged in bowing down to the devotees of the Lord and to the holy places of the Lord and to the beautiful deity forms of the Lord.
Yes.
Kamam chadasi natu kama kam yaya.
Intelligence?
Yes.
Not only can that
be there, no. So, Isn't intelligence wisdom?
Anything,
intelligence was utilized constantly in
how to be a Vaishnava Vaishnavi in this world.
To solve the problems of devotees.
Of intelligence in knowledge.
And power?
Bodily power?
What is the strength and power?
Are you able to tell them, we may have not point in all the powers.
That's how Hanuman is able to
use his power.
Whoever would challenge Ram, that he would fight against them to defeat them.
Who are against Vaishnava, Vaishnavi,
Bhakta, Bhakti,
Bhakta, Vedi, Vaishnavi, Shastra, or Devil? So everything, all the modes, he will give name to the service of Krishna and Kasha,
Vaishnava
and then,
all this wealth was utilized fully in the service
of Krishna.
He used to perform many wonderful yajnas and give wealth to so many Brahmins and Vaishnavas and feed so many of them and give cows in charity, gold in charity to the Brahmins and Vaishnavas.
Thakurji service.
And in the service of Thakur.
Anything that's special you gave him?
Yes.
Right.
All of his desires, whatever desires that he had, he engaged fully in satisfying the desires of the world. And he had no other material desires for any personal gain within him.
So what would he do to see that? And how he used to maintain his kingdom? Himself or?
No, he engaged so many ministers and so many royal servants in performing all the duties of the kingdom. And he
fulfilled it. My sister, Pratu Antidana, Vishwamitra, and all the high class of devotees, from Magyani Rishigan, to control all this. To get everything. And thus Shiva, he has advanced in all the world much more. So much wealth of giving to Nashi. After this, can you tell something? So, we should try to bring all the quality, if not to hope as much as we should try. And by praying, by chanting, remembering Krishna, Krishna in that, that we have all the quality.
That's why I speak of the Vedic Mahan. So, Adish Maharaj, as Guru Prabhupada has explained, he engaged all the senses in serving the Lord. And also, there is another speciality in the life of Adish Maharaj. And that is that he always observed very strict path of the Kadashi. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's
Asmar
that he was very strict in his observance of Ekadashi Vrat.
Not only Ekadashi Vrat. Following all the predicted Vaishnava etiquettes. If anyone was against Vaishnava etiquette, the rules and the rules, at once they used to give punishment. So all that very right then. What?
Beautiful.
And was very like a cow, very
perfect.
Humble in nature, but also the wicked person is used to fear, like jam. And Vaishnava,
Vaishnava.
So in this way, Adish Maharaj was ideal king, he was ideal Vaishnava. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam is explained that for one whole year, himself and his wife, they observed Ekadashi Vrat very, very strictly. This means that the day before Ekadashi, that they would honor prasadam once in the midday. other than that, they would not want any prasad. And then on Ekadashi day, then they would do complete fast, nidha. And in addition to doing nidha, then they would be engaged in reading the scriptures, discussing the scriptures, they would be engaged in bhajan. It's explained that on Ekadashi, that though one may be engaged in fasting, but really Ekadashi is a day when all 11 senses, they should be engaged in service of the Lord. So in this way, Ambarish Maharaj and his wife, they were fully absorbed in hearing, chanting, remembering, performing different angles of devotional service to the Lord. And then, the day after Ekadashi, they would observe Mangalati, worshiping the deities of Radha and Krishna. Then, before they would even break the fast, then they would offer charity to Brahmins and Vaishnavas. And then...
Brahmana and Vaishnava. No. Vaishnava and Brahmins. Whatever there will be prominency of Brahmin. Brahman may be Akhar, not Brahman. They may be Karma Vaishnava. So always prominency to us, Vaishnava.
So they would, so he and his wife, they would offer all respects to the Vaishnavas and then the Brahmanas. They would offer them prasad. Then after that, then they would also bring the Ekadashi Vrat on Dwadashi and they would honor prasad. So Ambarish Maharaj and his wife, performing this Vrat, they went to Mathura. And they
had one month. If Ekadashi can hear and if Ekadashi can in Vrindavan, is there any significance or no?
Yes. Some speciality. Where was his kingdom? If he came to Vrindavan, he was living somewhere else.
Yes. Central India. Where Krishna went to study.
Yes.
So they would travel to Mathura, specifically to Madhava.
One year, they promised that they would be there. So there was a seat of being there on the Mathura. Still the seat is there. It is called Ambarish Kirila. So living there on the bank of Yamuna in Madhuban and Devaki. And especially in Kartik Mantra.
So during Kartik month, Ambarish Maharaj had been, as Srila Prabhupada has explained, that for 1 year he was residing on the bank of the Yamuna in Madhavan. So during Kartik month, he was about to break his fast on the Dwadashi. And then at that time, then Vrasha Muni, he arrived at the place where Maharaj Ambarish and his wife were. So, because Maharaj Ambarish was very expert in proper etiquette, in dealing with people in all times, places, and circumstances, then he welcomed Vrasha Muni, and he said, "Oh, I was just about to break my Ekadashi Vrat. But now that you have come, so please, I feel very honored that I can now give you Mahaprasad and then after that I can take the reverence." So the Vrasha Muni, he said that first I would like to go to Yamuna and perform my ablutions, chant Anik, chant Gayatri mantras, and then I'll return. So
I'll return very soon.
So at the time that the Vrasha Muni had arrived, there were only about 24 minutes, 30 minutes left for...
12 minutes.
12 minutes.
Half of Mahurta. One moment is 24 minutes. And it was half so, 12 minutes after that, Rasi will go away and Prindisi will come. And before this time, this would have been far on its otherwise, the fruit of Ekadashi will go to Mohini.
The fruit will go to Mohini?
Yes. They will take.
There were only 12 minutes left, and if Hashem Muni were going to Yamuna, he would take that chance of gratitude and come back. So there was hardly any chance that he would come back in time.
No, he went. And he promised that I'm coming very soon.
And the good thing that some of our accomplishments, some of the sons, some of the people, some of the
Papa Guru has been that hard. What did they do that he's taking?
Nothing.
He went, telling that I'm coming. And he was waiting. But he saw that he went, but he never returned in
time.
In time.
So then